Hello, I am Stephanie Belcher.
And I'm Del Belcher, and welcome to
Two Peas in a Podcast,
a relationship advice show from two people who like each other
very, very, very much. How are you today, Delbert?
Stephanie, love is in the air. Cupid is on the loose. He's got those arrows pointed at all of our hearts. He's coming after us.
That's right. What if that's actually what happened? And in order to fall in love, you had to be struck violently with an arrow.
Uh-huh. Right through the heart.
I'd watch that.
By a naked baby with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, the depictions of Cupid are very interesting to me.
And there are a few very prominent bow and arrow slinging people, characters throughout history. We have Robin Hood. We have Valentine's baby. Cupid, I guess.
Valentine's baby.
St. Valentine's baby.
Is Cupid a grown man, Benjamin Button style? I don't know enough of the history of Cupid.
Is he a cherubim that is just internally a baby? No one knows.
I really don't know. I think it's an angry old man trapped in a young child-like body.
Well, here's what happens. The New Year's baby, it's February. He needs something else to do. He beat up the old man last year at New Year's Eve. The ball dropped, and it's been January, and now he's getting bored. So he picked up a bow and arrow.
He kept crying, and they're like,
well, here you go.
A bottle won't work, so we'll give you this bow and arrow.
So to make people fall in love. It's magic. It's a magical bow and arrow.
Natural transition.
It is. It is. And it is Valentine's week, and we are a relationship podcast, so that's what we're going to talk about.
I know people say that this is a Hallmark holiday. That being said, I don't think it's ever bad to take a minute and celebrate the people that you love around you. Just because you aren't in a relationship doesn't mean that you can't show love and appreciation towards someone in your life that's been kind to you.
And if Hallmark did want to make a holiday, they chose a real bad story to do it around. About a guy who got beheaded and he just wrote people notes. It's like, come on, Hallmark, you can do better than that.
You can do better. I mean, it could be a Hallmark movie. Or no, Lifetime movie.
Lifetime movie. St. Valentine, Greg Valentine.
Also cheated on his wife, probably.
Probably. His baby had a bow and arrow, and they were just going through the town handing out notes and shooting people with arrows. Speaking of notes, you were saying,
Carly's a baby. Not even one. And daycare sent home a list of 15 names and said, here are Valentine names that, you know, fill out Valentine's, we'll give them to the other kids.
Yeah. And I am in full embrace of dad mode. And so I think that is so great. I am so excited. I got Carly little Wonder Woman Valentine's to give to all her friends. Powerful, strong woman. A very good role model character. And I wasn't going to get PJ Masks or whatever. There's this vampire.
Oh, is that a new thing?
There's a vampire girl monster that's really cool. Popular.
We'll have to get into that.
Ponies, all the huge. But I was like, no, Wonder Woman, she don't need no man. She's magical. It's pretty great.
Me being the kind person I am, I did send out 100 Christmas cards. Mm-hmm. I got this Valentine list, looked at Del and said, this is stupid.
I'm so excited about it. You just are not.
I was like, these babies can't read. Their parents aren't going to keep them. And then you said the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
So I was homeschooled growing up. So I didn't do Valentine's like this. I didn't have a class to give Valentine's to. And I was a part of other groups.
You guys did a lot of cool stuff.
4-H and, sports and stuff. But it wasn't we did Valentine's for that. And so when I have my little baby daughter who can give Valentine's to her friends, it's just her life is going to be so full of all of the dumb stuff that parents have to do. We're going to sell all the pizzas. We're going to do all of the fundraising.
I'm not doing any fundraising. 0%.
Meat raffle. They do a meat raffle in our area.
Yep.
I guess that means you're fairly rural when you do a meat raffle. But Carly's going to win the meat raffle. She's going to win all the raffles. And she's just going to...
I'm glad you're into that because I decided in third or fourth grade that this was stupid and that I would get a job that paid enough where it would not be worth my time. You're like, I will give you $75 to not have to drive around for 6 hours.
She's going to learn how to work. She's going to learn a work ethic. She's going to learn to earn what she gets.
I do want her to have a work ethic, mm-hmm. and I don't want her to think that everything comes for free. Mm-hmm. I'm going to teach her that another way. But if you if you want to take this on, cool.
Well, you know what? I think I'm ready. Now, if we have another kid, I will probably be too burnt out.
Oh,
however, oh. I'm on this.
So I was a no on the Valentine's on Greg. And then you said that really sweet thing. And I thought, you know, I shouldn't take this for granted. It's a sweet thought, so.
And then you filled them all out anyway.
I was just standing there in the kitchen with nothing to do.
She's like, when are you going to finish these? And I'm like, well, I wasn't going to start them yet, so I will finish them tomorrow. Valentine's is what, Wednesday, Thursday? We got time.
So this is Two Peas in a Podcast. It's a relationship advice show from two people that like each other and everybody else very, very much.
Except for your babies. They don't get any Valentine's from us.
They can't read, so... The second part of our podcast is The Split, where we take a relationship article torn from the headlines. And this one is fun and hilarious because last week's was really good, but a little heavier. So I wanted to lighten it up. And then the first part of the show, which Dell is about to get into, is P's and Q's, where we take a relationship from the pod squad and talk about it.
And
relationship question.
Question?
I feel like I forgot a verb
there.
We take
a relationship.
We take a relationship.
We talk about it. We could do that. We could analyze and rate out of 5 stars everyone's relationships that we
know. When we talked about doing this, we talked about doing that on The Split because, speaking of The Split, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Schreiber had just gotten divorced, mm-hmm. and we talked about how maybe we could analyze
we should still
Arnold
do
Schwarzenegger
that.
Keeping a secret mistress of his children for 20 years. Anyway.
We could do that. We could go back in time, hop in the time machine, the old time mobile, and analyze past failed relationships of famous people.
Yeah.
That's a whole show.
We could have an entire segment on Elizabeth Taylor. Fascinating woman. I love Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay, well, since we are doing P's and Q's, if you have a question that you would like us to turn into wisdom, you can send that to us at contactppodcast@gmail.com, and we will gladly read it, decide if it's good enough for our standards, and then we'll talk about it on the show. And also, while you're out there, connect with us online. You can download our podcast anywhere fine podcasts are sold, and you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/ppodcast. So, ready for P's and Q's?
Hit me.
It is Valentine's themed because I'm in the mood. Baby Cupid is coming at ya. So here we go. I'm single and bitter. Not just today or because this is Valentine's week or Singles Appreciation Day or whatever, but the past couple months I've realized that I'm just really sour on romance. I'm trying not to spew my bitterness on happy couples, my coworkers and friends, because they deserve to be happy. But this whole year, the Valentine's Day thing, I'm just over it. So here's my question. How do I deal with being around happy people being romantic and happy all week without going off and spewing my negativity everywhere? That's the question for this week. What?
Del's gonna deal with this one.
Me? How are you gonna do it?
Oh my gosh, did I tell you? I don't think I'm a miserable person, but I don't live my life at a 10 on happiness. I'm like solid 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman I work with who's a 15 all day every day. I told you about her.
Yeah.
And I had to have a phone call with her. Mm-hmm. Like pure 15. And I hung up on her.
Like halfway through or near the end at least?
We were at a spot where it could end, and then I just hung up.
You just jumped ship.
I couldn't take it. It was a 15. Mm-hmm. It was too much.
Okay. So say there are people that are like 7s or 8s, and they are just happy because it's romance and romantic. Here's a couple things you can do. Sidebar. There is this whole like boo on Valentine's Day, like solidarity, like the un-Valentine's thing. Like that's a whole deal. So I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, so one, you could just like let them do their thing. Just like bury your head under your work and just lay low and do it. That's my first one. Just lay low. Valentine's Day comes. Do an un-Valentine thing or get yourself some movies and have a you day. Treat yourself. That's another thing. Lastly, Valentine's Day is just another excuse to eat candy. Now, everyone's trying to be good. You know, trying to keep those resolutions. But candy, there's candy everywhere. And this year, there are no conversation hearts. So what you need to do is we need to rally around the fact that conversation hearts are not in being manufactured this year and show how much we appreciate them by eating other candies. Because it's like, if they're not there, we have to show the candy industry that we demand these. So you have to eat candy and let them know we need these candies. So find all the candies. I love Reese's peanut butter cups in the heart shapes. Put them in the freezer. Just eat them. Eat candy. It's Valentine's Day. Just eat candy. You can't be mad when you're eating just candy all day long. I mean, come on. That's my answer.
I love you so much.
You know how you don't spew your negativity? How are you going to spew negativity when your mouth is full to the brim of red, white, and pink M&Ms all day long? Can't happen.
I think that's one choice, definitely. So get a lot of candy. That's not bad.
It's not really an answer, but you know, it's what I got. It's what I'm feeling in my heart.
I had a thought.
Okay.
My thought is, I think Valentine's Day, when you're single, when you're ready to mingle, can be difficult because being surrounded by people that are in love reminds you that you are not.
Oh, yeah.
And then it reminds you of maybe that you might have a fear that you are alone.
Ooh.
And then you might be scared that if I'm alone today, how long will I be alone?
Mm-hmm.
And why am I not with someone? And then you might feel inferior and sad. Mm. That is the devil being a jerk face. Mm-hmm. And none of those things are true. Mm-hmm. Although I'm sure that feeling that way is awful.
Right. It may not be true.
It's not true.
But you're still feeling it.
You're an awesome person. Yeah. I'm sure you're fantastic.
You know what? And here's the thing. It's hard to be sad when your mouth is full of candy. I'm just going to go back to the candy. You just stuff your face with candy.
And so I thought of that. I'm like, well, why do you feel bad? This is why you probably feel bad. So what do you do when you feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
And I think candy's a good option.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you should have a treat yourself day.
Treat yourself.
And maybe that's mouthful of candy. Maybe it's finding someone else who's in a similar situation and saying, let's go get dinner,
mm-hmm.
or let's go watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go do something. I think you could find a way to celebrate Valentine's Day in your own way. Mm-hmm. Send yourself a bunch of flowers at work.
I mean, St. Valentine, there's no confirmation that he was in a relationship. We don't know.
And then when your coworkers ask, where are these flowers from? Like, make sure the card says from me because I love myself.
Yeah.
Like, I sent them to myself because I deserve it.
And it is very admirable that you're like, I don't want to like poo on Valentine's Day for other people. I'm down on it for myself. You, in your question, it was stated like, I'm happy that these people can
yeah.
be happy. It's still annoying. I know that feeling very well. Sometimes there's people like your phone friend that is just so happy. And it's annoying.
15
all
day. Or
they do a thing that you're just annoyed. But you want to let people have their yum. And you don't want to yuck it, right?
I know. Like, there's this new trend about when it's Mother's Day or Father's Day, reminding everyone that you might have had a personally tough situation. And I really strongly dislike that. Because
mm-hmm.
I know that that's true. And that's true for a lot of people. But it's not about that. Because I think in every holiday, it's about trying to celebrate the concept that's there. Like in Mother's Day, I'm sure there's a maternal figure you could celebrate. Mm-hmm. In Father's Day, there's a
mm-hmm.
paternal mm-hmm. whatever. And Valentine's Day is about finding like a love that you can celebrate.
Right. So.
So celebrate that.
Go to the dollar store.
Yeah.
Find as many WWE dollar old Valentines as you can. Write a Valentine to everyone you know that you work with. And just like make it fun for yourself. Treat yourself. And make it
treat yourself.
Make it silly.
Is that Aziz Ansari from Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Uh huh.
Love it.
Make it fun. And like, if you want to, I admire you just kind of dealing with it. How do you deal then with the sappy, gooey everyone all day? I don't know. I don't have that answer. Put in your earbuds.
Candy. Mouthful of candy.
And earbuds of music. And candy. That's how you get through it.
No, I really want some Starburst jelly beans.
Ooh, those
I
are
know,
the best
so
ones.
Good.
People say jelly. No, not Jelly Belly. You got to go Starburst.
Jelly Bellies are good, too. I would also settle for some Jelly Bellies.
But in which ones?
No, I want the Starburst jelly beans. You know I wait till they're on clearance and 70% off and get 6 bags to last me a while.
No, we are on that Easter creep, so
oh, I know.
It's coming.
I think they now do them for more seasons.
Why don't they do jelly beans at Christmas?
I don't know. Just like cherry and whatever green flavor is.
Pine needle.
Cherry and lime, I know.
Cherry and lime Christmas ornament jelly beans. I think I'm in the spirit of Valentine's now.
Yeah.
I know I had Carly Dines coming up, but now I'm just looking forward to some chocolates and a bow and arrow. You have a bow and arrow.
We have a lot of...
I can carry that around.
What are those things called? Crossbows.
Crossbows. I'd like to see Cupid with a crossbow. Name of my new band, TMTMTM.
And if you're feeling real down, we do have 14 extra Wonder Woman Valentines, and we can send one your way.
Yeah.
From a 10-month-old.
Yes. And if you're feeling down, that's all right. But you'll get through it. There's candy on the other side, and there are people that love you and think that you are awesome. So... thanks for sending in your question. We look forward to hearing how you got through it. And, you know, see you on the other side next week. Like I said, Easter creep. It's coming up.
And that brings us to... The Split, where we take a relationship article torn from the headlines and talk about it.
You gave an extra excited headlines. So I'm very interested in what you're going to be bringing to the table today.
So Stephanie, we do this once every, I don't know, 40 podcasts.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
Where we take a word and talk about new dating trends around that word.
Oh,
we
did, so we've done ghosting, cheetah-ing.
Zombieing.
Chimneying. Chimney sweeping.
That wasn't.
That's when you're in the relationship and then you vanish up their chimney. Where'd it go?
So this is from... the website Metro. It's a lighthearted article, and it's called Tinder, the source of all truth in the world, predicts these are the dating trends you'll need to watch out for in 2019.
Ooh.
Oh, and it's just a whole bunch of words and their definitions.
A whole bunch of words that don't mean anything.
They're fun, though. I think they're super fun.
Hit me, babe.
So, here's a bunch of words. I'll go until we lose the flow.
And these are trends, though.
Yeah.
So these are things that are... happening.
You'll also notice a theme with a bunch of them. Part of it is they're kind of based in technology. Tinder is pretty much all technology based. So, but a lot more of dating occurs in that realm.
It's
so,
the app that gets the fire going. Get that. If that's a good, they have a good joke name.
Do they?
Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
Use Tinder to light a fire.
Duh.
Whoa.
So the first one is Dracula-ing.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing. Come on.
So you know when vampires sleep?
That's not real. This can't be real.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Keep going. Vampires, yes.
When do they sleep?
A daytime.
So then they're up at?
Nighttime.
Yes. And when do they feast?
In between times.
At night.
At night.
At night.
Okay, at night.
So this is Dracula-ing. This is when someone only messages you at night with a, you up.
Hey, boo, you up? That's Dracula-ing?
Apparently, this is, yeah, I could see that being a thing.
It's nocturnal possuming. That's a thing. They're nocturnal.
Yeah.
Raccoons.
I think instead of it being called, I've heard another term for this. I think they're just making it funny.
It's called, hey boo, you up. Do you have some extra blood I can have? Do you have that type O I love?
Yeah, that's right. This one I think is funny. Exaggerdate.
Exaggerdate.
Yes.
I can't. The first thing that comes to my mind is bungee jumping and alligators.
That could also be, you know how in the dictionary it's one, and then the list, that could be number two.
Okay.
This is, so you had a bad date, but you were super excited about it. So this is when you lie about the date and pretend it went better than it actually went.
Oh, yeah. I think that can go for a lot of things.
Life.
Like when you see a movie that you're very excited about and it's not very good. And you're like, oh, yeah, it was so good. But yeah, I can get where that would come from. But I like the word. I like exaggerate.
That one's fun. Exaggerate.
Because usually, I guess it's exaggerate date.
Add one letter.
They kind of push it a little bit there, but, you know, I'll let it pass. It's funny.
I think you're going to like this one.
Oh, boy.
Bird boxed.
Bird boxed. It means you get seen and then they die.
So I haven't seen Bird Boxed.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it's about? I'd like to see you guess what
it's
about.
I think it's Sandra Bullock and her kids blindfolded mm-hmm. walking across a bridge.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All I know is that they're blindfolded and I don't want to be scared, so I don't watch it.
There's this box full of birds. Okay, what is bird boxing?
This is when someone is blind to how terrible the person they're dating is.
Oh!
This one's kind of a sick burn. Ooh,
sick burn. That's this one, I feel like.
Speaking, you know who is the best person for that? Sandra Bullock, am I right? Oh. What? Goes way back.
That's a very topical joke.
I know.
Good one, babe.
You know, they really double hit that one hard when you think about it.
They really did. This anyway. One goes deep. This is what I appreciate about good comedy. It works on multiple levels.
Yeah. this one I think you're going to hate.
Oh, boy.
But love.
Hate but love. Okay.
Buzzerflies.
Buzzerflies.
Yes. It's fun. Oh. But I don't know if you like it or hate it. Okay. I don't know. This is the excited feeling you get when your phone buzzes with a message from someone you're dating. Blah. Buzz, buzz. Oh.
I thought this one would have more to do with buzzards.
Yes. When you like someone, so you just keep circling around
them.
And
then you eat their flesh. That's what buzzards do. I get that. Sometimes when you text, you have a very specific ring. And so it goes...
What's my ring now?
I don't remember what it is.
It used to be Fat Bottom Girls,
didn't
it? Fat
Bottom Girls plays, and I get very horny.
Oh my goodness.
Because I know it's you. Very excited.
Okay. So that would be buzzerflies. I think there's another word for
terrible.
That.
That's the worst sounding word ever. I got buzzerflies.
This next one, deflexting.
Oh, man. That's a push. They're pushing it there.
This I do in person. But they add the X-ting like it's texting, right? So it's more tech-based. But this is when someone ignores a question you ask over text and brings up a different topic.
Yes, you keep talking through the question.
I do it all the time.
You do that.
I do it frequently.
You do that to me.
I do it to everybody.
Out of love.
People will start talking about something I don't want to talk about, and then I quickly change the topic.
But your whole family kind of does that.
We do. You pointed it out.
I noticed it one time that your parents and your brother, you all do this. It's like a very strong trait within your, is it like a Norwegian thing, maybe? Because you got that strong Norwegian stock running throughout your blood.
I think my intuition when it happens is, read the room. No one wants to talk about this. Mostly me. Mm-hmm. So then we change it.
I would kind of do something similar as a child, and is when like you're watching a movie or something, your TV, and your parents are in the room, and you ever have this thing where your parents or someone, like, they hear something and they want to like talk about, they're just like, oh, this or that. So like I would sense something controversial coming up in, you know, whatever cartoon I was watching, and then I would just like leave the room for 5 minutes.
Something like that.
Like, I don't want to talk about this. And like now looking back, it wasn't a big deal, but like I get that, those spidey senses. I was deflecting, incognito deflecting. Mm-hmm.
Three more.
Okay.
There's a few I skipped because as I'm reading them, lame.
Lame.
I'm deflecting them. I don't
yeah.
know. An iPhone-y.
An iPhone. Is that someone who has an Android?
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, someone who swears they're going to message you to arrange a date but never actually does.
Aww. Wah, I mean, that's like a kind of a ghosting situation, you know?
I think it's a little different. This is a flake, but it's over technology. iPhone-y.
Ah, boy.
I feel like there could be that an icon for this where it's the Apple icon and then... could do something. A snowflake behind it.
It's like a iPhone, but it's very floppy. Yeah. Like a rubbery iPhone.
Yes.
Yeah.
iPhone-y.
iPhone-ish.
And then the last two, although we might have talked about one of these, but
ooh.
Stashing.
Stashing.
Did we talk about that?
Is it when you grow a mustache very fast as a disguise so you don't have to see that person anymore?
have you done
and
this?
And then you run away. I'm just, yes, because I can grow a mustache so quickly. It's like, uh-oh, grow. And then I just smoke bomb, leave, and then you can't find me anymore.
Where'd Doug go? All I see is this man with a big mustache.
Trying to climb out the window. What's happening?
Man climbing out the window. Where did Doug go?
So, right, that's right. That's a new hot trend for 2019, right?
So it's a super fun dating trend in which someone is dating someone else, but has decided to hide them away from everyone in their life.
Oh, yeah. We have talked about that. Yeah. Like you're stashing them in a bag.
Yes.
Covering them with a mustache so no one knows what they are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Last one. Because we were on this topic mm-hmm. with P's and Q's. V-lationshipping.
Oh, what?
V-lationshipping is the dating trend where old flames reappear just for Valentine's Day.
Oh, you start, those memories start popping up on the Facebook and you're like, I'm lonely.
Hey, you know, we didn't give that for advice. Have you thought of relationship? I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
That
go
sounds
back.
Like terrible advice.
Go dig through that old high school pictures from 2010 that you're tagged in and go see where people are at.
Don't do that.
It'll only turn out good.
That's right. Nothing bad happens from digging up terrible memories of the past.
Nothing bad comes up from looking at old pictures of your high school friends and trying to find out where they are these days.
Nope. Great idea.
Maybe Jimmy Jackson is still super ripped and into basketball.
He might be.
He might be.
Relationshipping. So those are dating trend words for 2019.
You know, that went way better than I thought it was. I laughed. I feel really good. My face feels good. I got to make a vampire joke, which I'm very happy about.
We could do some Dracula-ing later.
Ooh, you know, babe. Mm-hmm. You know I only feast at night.
And then I might exaggerate about how it went.
All right, so if you don't know, Stephanie is very good at puns. And if we don't hop off this train, it will never end. So, Steph, thanks for bringing that up. I think that's a good, timely sort of article for The Split. I appreciate that. And thank you all for listening, for hanging out with us today. We really appreciate you sticking with us. This is episode 95.
Crazy.
So 5 more to 100. We're very excited about that.
It's a ton.
It's a very ton. We're almost at our 2-year mark.
Crazy.
So that's incredible. I can't even believe it. But thanks for listening. Check us out online, facebook.com/group/ppodcast if you'd like to communicate with us, or just email us at contactppodcast@gmail.com for any other information or questions you may have. And I think that's all we have today. Stephanie, before Cupid comes, shoots me up with his arrows. You got anything else?
Well, I hope everyone has a good Valentine's Day, and I hope you get to celebrate someone you love. And until next time, we hope that you learn to like each other. Very, very.